This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free to join us, and the us, by the way, in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some pretty big stories. One about AT&T selling off their customer data to law enforcement and making quite a bit of money off of this data. Also, there's been some major possible changes coming up here in Iceland, where a political party full of anarchists, libertarians, hackers, and computer geeks may be taking power in the country of Iceland. So those are two big stories. Plus, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, which we never got to on Sunday night. He's come back in to join us for an extra episode here this week. But first, to the phones and to the fun. In fact, in this case, we go to Skype. Our Skype username, if you want to join us, is lrn.fm. We've got Gordon. He's on the line with us, calling from the Chicago area. Go ahead, Gordon.
Howdy. I want to set up a situation for you, and then I've got two comments I want to make about it.
All right.
A few weeks ago in Chicago, there was a traffic accident. A guy having a very bad day, they think he was probably on PCP, ran into a building and then got out of his car and just left. The police showed up. They tried to take him into custody. Struggle ensued. He grabbed the police officer, female police officer, by the hair, repeatedly smashed her face into the pavement until she lost consciousness.
Wow.
Yeah, bad day. The police officer, talking to her supervisor later, said that she realized she should shoot this guy. But she didn't do it because she was afraid of the media backlash against the department and her family. So the first comment I want to make is that this, I think, is what a hero police officer does. She looked at the consequences of her actions, and she chose to take a serious, severe beating rather than shoot somebody. And I think that's a hero.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. She looked at the situation, and I guess she was right. She survived, you know.
Yeah, she survived, and the guy who beat her also survived. I mean, he's in jail. He's facing serious charges.
Yeah, he'll probably never get out.
But he's not dead, and I think she saved that guy's life. And the second point that I wanted to make, and then I'll let you go, is that I think that this shows that the anti-police backlash that's happening a lot in the news is maybe starting to have the desired effect a little bit. The head of the Chicago police has said that he's concerned that his officers are second-guessing themselves, and I think maybe they should second-guess themselves.
Hmm. Right. If you're looking at the United States and nearly twice as many shootings per capita as Canada, and, you know, European countries pale in comparison to U.S. law enforcement shootings, then, you know, maybe second guessing a shot might be a good idea. I think there are times when one needs to pull and fire without thinking too much, but I think that there's probably been too much pulling and firing without thinking.
This is Gordon, is a perspective that I haven't really considered since I first heard this story. It always struck me more as a vehicle for advancing the sympathy for the police. And, you know, I wanted to do the right thing, but I took a beating, and it's all because you Americans, you don't support the cops anymore. You hate us, so
right.
I can't do my job.
The newspapers and the TV stations in the Chicago area have run this story a couple of times, and it just doesn't seem to get any traction. But that's always the angle they're taking on it, is that look what happens when you protest against the police. They get beat up. And I think that's the wrong angle. I think the angle is this woman is absolutely a hero. They haven't released her name, so I don't know what her name is. But I think that's the way we want our cops to act. The guy eventually was taken into custody, and nobody got killed. I think that's the best possible outcome.
Great points tonight, Gordon. I really appreciate you sharing those. Anything else you want to get out there?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. On Skype, by the way, if you want to sound that good, you can call us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. So, I mean, yeah, would she have been justified in shooting this guy? Absolutely.
I think so.
Absolutely. I mean, any time a cop can say that they felt their life was endangered, they are justified to shoot somebody. Now, from what we've seen, frequently a cop will say they feel their life is in danger when it's pretty clear that their life wasn't in danger or they shouldn't have been feeling that way.
But
so there's a lot of scaredy cops out there that just have real itchy trigger fingers. The fact that this lady was so with it to be able to make this conscious choice in the midst of a situation like that is actually pretty impressive.
The in this circumstance, he mentioned no weapon, right?
That she had no weapon?
Well,
I missed that detail.
Oh, I'm sorry. A police officer always has a weapon. The perp didn't have a weapon, right?
Right, but he was supposedly high on PCP and absolutely insane.
We don't know what he was high on precisely, but, you know.
Generally, males tend to have more, you know, physical strength than females do.
The headline goes, unarmed. Like, I don't know whether this person is of color, but you can believe that they will be if they get shot. Unarmed person of color. I don't care if they've got, some great-grandfather that was an American Indian or something. They'll be a person of color. Unarmed person of color shot by police is essentially how it all goes whenever these things occur. This person's unarmed. Probably shouldn't be shot, I guess is the way I'm looking at it.
All right, and don't most officers have an alternative that they can use, whether it be a taser or a baton of some sort, some kind of non-lethal or what is supposed to be a non-lethal alternative on their belt of tools? They get a myriad of tools on that belt. Now, it didn't sound like she drew one of them, but we didn't get the full story. All we know is that she didn't use her gun. And so, you know, kudos to her for that. And if it's true that PR concerns are what needs to result in the police being more sane, not killing as many people, then I'm fine with that. If that's the motivation, rather than, you know, doing the right thing or trying to de-escalate a situation just as the police's main role, which is what I think they should do, is try to de-escalate rather than escalate, I'd prefer to see training about that and to, you know, see departments that were dedicated to that. But if it's the third option of, well, we're just not going to kill people because we're worried about the PR aspect, I'll take it if that's what results in fewer needless deaths. I support that.
It's really difficult to evaluate police activity of any kind because
aren't there usually, number one.
Yeah, that's true. And I think you can only, with the police, whenever they do something, their response is always half full and half empty at the same time. There's no one to compare the police against because you don't have any.
Sure.
You don't have any other option. The police are there. You're paying for it, and there's different police agencies, but they're all together. I think police action in the U.S. is a fairly monolithic industry with everybody working together. Your sheriffs up to your FBI. You have to have a legitimate competitor in order to be able to say whether somebody's doing a good or bad job.
True. I mean, you can't really compare police to other organizations apples to apples, but you can compare some of what they do to other groups. So, like, you could compare police to private investigators. You could compare police to private security. So whether we're talking about security at, like, a club, like bouncer-type security, or security in, like, a gated neighborhood or a mall or something like that.
The police in other countries.
You can look at those officers and, you know, the police versus those private agencies, and you can sort of compare how they work. Also, Threat Management Center. I think I got it right this time. I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying Threat Defense Center. It's Threat Management. I believe it is Threat Management Center in Detroit, which is providing an alternative to police. I don't know how familiar you are with them, but I believe Virgil Viduva from Cell 411 just had a meeting with the guy from Threat Management Center. This is an organization in Detroit that is providing security services to people who have basically been abandoned by the police, and they're much happier with Threat Management Center. He's not only is he providing security of, like, you know, the kind where a car will drive through a neighborhood or, you know, officers on scene or responding, but he'll also train people on how to defend themselves.
And his ethos is reflected by that lady. The Threat Management Center, they give their lives and they put themselves at risk. They will take a beating instead of dishing one out.
I want to talk about this from a gender standpoint, because I think that's something that's not getting said here.
Okay, we'll do that coming up, and you can join us. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. Coming up, we'll talk about AT&T selling perhaps your data, if you're a customer of theirs, to local law enforcement departments. We've got that story on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. And that's actually what happened right at the beginning of the show. And it was a great call from Gordon in the Chicago area talking about a police officer who, in his opinion, did the right thing rather than shooting a crazed PCP-addled maniac to death that was attacking her. She used, you know, her own body to take him down and affect whatever the arrest was, and she took a beating in that process. She probably would have been justified to shoot the man, but she didn't, and we'll dig deeper into that here in a moment. Also, I mentioned the Threat Management Center as an alternative to police. Talked about how Virgil Vaduva, the creator of Cell 411, had recently gone to Threat Management Center and talked to him about Cell 411, and it sounds like they're going to be integrating that, which is great, because Cell 411 is a great product. And what it is, until today, Cell 411 was a fantastic decentralized emergency alert app.
Yep, got it on my phone.
Now it's better than that, but let me just tell you what it was, because today it got even better. Today they launched version 5. But what it was that, you know, and what it still is an amazing decentralized app where you can actually set, you know, wherever it is you are, something happens to you. Let's say you get pulled over, something catches on fire at your home, there's a medical emergency, you know, there's a bunch of different things that are bad that could happen to you or a loved one. You send out an alert via Cell 411. If your friends have Cell 411, if your family has Cell 411, if your neighbors have Cell 411, you can have different cells with different groups of people in them, or you can even send a public alert if you want to let people know, hey, something's going wrong, something's happening here, I've been pulled over, something's on fire, whatever. And then your friends or family or whoever gets the alert on their phone, and it says, Mark is, you know, being pulled over, and can you assist? And then you can let them know whether you can actually come and help them or if you're not available. So you get to respond, and then it'll give you the exact location of where this thing is going down. You can get turn-by-turn directions to help you get there. Maybe you've never been there before, so now you know how to get there. I mean, it's really an amazing app that has been incredibly useful, not just for activists who are, you know, doing cop block, for instance, or something like that, but also for people who are neighborhood watches or just, you know, people who care about others, who want to help other people. It's an incredible app, and it's free. So there's no reason not to go and get this right now. Get cell411.com. I've been a huge fan of this thing ever since it came out. And what was that, like a year ago? I mean, it's just been, it's been a whirlwind.
Has it been that long?
It's been a while. It's been just a whirlwind development where they just keep adding new features and making it better and better and better and, you know, eliminating whatever few bugs they might have had. So if that's all Cell 411 did, and that's all it did until today, it was an awesome app. Today, Cell 411 has gone to version 5, and it has gone to the next level. They've actually added ride-sharing to Cell 411.
Wow.
Yeah, and from what I can tell, it works as well.
Well, so, ride-sharing, you can get that anywhere. Why not use Uber?
Good question. So with Uber, you're going through a centralized corporation. The Uber company is a multi-billion-dollar company, and Uber decides, based on the market, what their drivers will get paid. So Uber says, in New Hampshire, we will charge this amount per mile, we will charge this amount per minute. In Boston, we will charge a different amount because, you know, they're deciding based on market conditions or whatever. But the thing that they won't let happen is they won't let the drivers themselves decide. So there's no competition among the drivers for rate. Drivers don't have that freedom to make that choice, and drivers don't have the freedom to choose what their payout is. Uber decides. So when I signed up for Uber like a year ago, it's been about a year, when I signed up, it was an 80% payout. You'd get 80% of the ride. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not a terrible thing. In fact, obviously Uber has helped a lot of people, you know, leave their careers or supplement their income. So there's not, they haven't done a bad thing. They've helped decentralize taxis, basically. They've turned taxis into ride-sharing and have revolutionized the industry. So good for them for that. But what Cell 411 does, and does successfully, it seems, is to make it so each driver can decide what to do. Each driver can decide what their rates are. Each driver can decide, you know, how they collect. So with Uber, all you can do is, it's credit card.
Yep.
There's no other option.
That way all the money gets funneled through Uber and they take a percentage of all the money.
And then they give you whatever. Oh, what I was going to say was when I started it was 80%, but then a few months later they jacked it down to 75%. It was just like, oh, you either agree to this or not.
Yeah. Or you
if you don't agree, you don't drive for us. So they can just jack around their drivers, and their drivers are not happy about that. Because the people who are driving full-time, if they take a 5% cut, that's a... You know, it's food that was on their table that's off their table at that point.
Yeah, I can tell you that working as a salesperson for most of my adult life, the...
You've had your rates cut by...
Yep,
the
I
boss.
Have, and it doesn't go well. Generally, salespeople or people that are working for a commission do not like to have their rate cut. And whether or not it makes financial sense, whether it's the right thing to do for the business, none of that stuff really matters. If you came in at 75%, then you really don't care about the fact that it was 80%
right.
6 months ago. But if you've been working for 6 months and it went from
a slap
80% to 75%, then you don't like it.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face. So drivers with Cell 411, which again, free app, go get it at getcell411.com. Drivers can actually set their rates. They, you know, like with Uber, they can decide when they work, but they set their rates. And that's a huge deal. It's decentralized, so there's no corporation in the middle. Cell 411 does not decide who gets to drive for them. The riders get to decide who drives for them. So there is going to be a rating system. I believe there is. I haven't gotten that deep into the app yet today. I downloaded the app. There was a bug with uploading pictures. They fixed that today. So, I mean, they are stomping
out. How responsive
out.
They are.
Yeah, these guys are awesome.
Uploading pictures of the vehicle so you can
of
know
the vehicle
what
and the person.
The vehicle looks
driver.
Like. I don't even think you can do that on Uber, by the way.
Yeah, yeah you have to.
With a picture of the vehicle?
Yeah.
When I look at it, they just describe the vehicle.
Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right about that.
Ian Sidebar.
Yeah.
You are Mr. Activist. You
yeah.
are Mr. Community. Isn't your phone dinging and whistling all the livelong day?
No. No, why would it be?
Because people are always, you know, wanting to do ventures with you and stuff.
It's not that common.
Okay.
Yeah, no. And there's a group that we have here in the Keene area, and there's a group chat for them, but I've turned off the notifications for that because it's so busy. It would be dinging all day, but that's not people specifically talking to me. That's just people in this area talking to one another about various different things. And one of those conversations today was about Cell 411 coming out and encouraging people to jump on board. You know, I was a big fan of Arcade City, and I still hope that Arcade City can make their thing work. But
yep, competition's good for everybody.
Cell 411 has beat them to the punch big time here. I mean, Arcade City doesn't even have a working app. They're trying to raise money. Virgil didn't ask anybody
they have
for
a working
money.
App? They have an app out, right?
It doesn't work for ride sharing. It's just an app. It's just like this glorified web page, basically.
Okay.
And Virgil has beat them to the punch here. Virgil Baduva has done an amazing job, and his programmers, whatever brilliant geniuses he has working behind the scenes, he never asked anybody for any money for this. He just made it happen.
I think it's a bunch of Filipino kids in a sweatshop.
Well, whatever it is, it's working out great. And so you can go to getcell411.com. We'll continue with AT&T Plus. Mark, you wanted to talk about gender in relation to the police using violence on people?
In the case of this particular non-shooting.
In the case of the police officer, female police yep. officer, who did not shoot someone who she probably legally could have gotten away with shooting, we'll continue
I think
that
she
discussion.
Should have.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us on the radio here, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the anarchists who may be taking power in the country of Iceland. Also, AT&T selling off customer data to local law enforcement departments for big bucks. That's all on the way here tonight. Plus, entrepreneurship, progress, and innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It is the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. I got to say, by the way, gentlemen, I have read Chapter 2 in Economics in One Lesson. Now that it is in the LRN.FM bathroom, I am able to actually read it in a decent amount of time, and it was super short. It was like one page. So yeah. I don't know. Have you
Excellent.
Guys, have you guys gotten through that, that
yeah,
chapter?
Yeah, we got it, buddy.
I have, yeah. Now, had you... Were you already very well familiar with the broken window fallacy?
Yes, but our listeners may not be.
Yeah.
So essentially the broken window fallacy is the idea that people will say this, that, well, sure, the window got broken, but at least it made money for the glassmaker, the glazier. And that much is true. Certainly the glazier made some money. But what we don't know from an economic standpoint is what is unseen.
Yes.
And the unseen is, in the case of this Hazlitt book, Economics in One Lesson, though the unseen is perhaps the baker who's had his window broken was going to buy a suit that day.
Right.
But it now he can't because the window's been broken and
he would have had
elsewhere.
He would have had, had the window not been broken, he would have had a window and a suit.
Right.
But now all he has is a window.
So society is poorer. And the idea that you can somehow make yourself richer
by destroying things
is absolute insanity.
Right.
And I don't understand how people can, you know, the world is poorer by broken things.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know, there's less wealth on the planet. If you think it's a good idea, go get a baseball bat and beat the hell out of your car.
And in that chapter, Hazlitt is considering not merely the glazier, whose business, who he would be happy to have the young ruffian breaking windows all over town. He certainly does benefit by that, and the people whose businesses he frequents, they will benefit by that too. But if you only consider that, then you're only considering half of the truth, and you have to consider that that there are people for with whom he would have spent the money otherwise that he's now not spending
right.
the money on.
Mm-hmm. A town can't make it on just producing glass. Somebody's got to bake the bread. Somebody's got to make the suits. Somebody's got to do all kinds of different things.
It's helpful. I like to look at economies in a Crusoe style where, if you think about it, money really has no use for you at all. When you're out there slaving away over a hot microphone, as you do, Ian.
Slaving.
What you really want is the things that money can buy. So if you think about an economy in terms of its goods and services rather than just the money that is sort of the lubrication to make it all move around.
Money's not wealth.
You can see the wealth of a nation a little more easily. And breaking things and destroying things does not make you rich.
Right. So he covers that pretty succinctly in Chapter 2. And so for our listeners just tuning in, we have been reading Economics in One Lesson, which is also related to the Foundation for Economic Education, because Henry Hazlitt apparently was one of the founders,
yep.
Hazlitt being the author of this book, which is available free. So if you'd like to read this along with us, you can just Google it, Economics in One Lesson, and look for the PDF, and you'll find
yep.
it.
And we can talk about it. We're happy to talk about
That's
it.
That's what we're going to do. We're yep. going to be talking about it chapter by chapter, so presumably we have
but
to read
you
chapter
can call in and talk about it.
Sure. And presumably we would have to read Chapter 3 by this Sunday. Is that right?
Sure, I think we can consider Chapter 2 covered now.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so let's move on, though, Mark.
Okay. I have one more thing to say.
Sure.
I took German for 4 years, and I pronounce it von Mises.
Von Mises.
not Mises. Von Mises, but I pronounce it. Now, remember,
yeah.
4 years of high school German.
Yeah.
Von Mises.
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 Von Mises.
Mises. Gotcha.
All right, I'll try to remember that. Nazi's good.
So, regarding this shooting that went on, where the this guy was apparently, the claim is that he was high on something, and certainly somebody in America has been high on something, engaged a police officer with no weapon in their hand, and what happened was this lady cop ostensibly did not draw her weapon because she was afraid of the community backlash from shooting this guy. And apparently he beat her rather soundly. At some point or another, he was apprehended mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I don't know what her role in the apprehension was, other than, I don't know, slowing him down. I don't really know. But I think we can all agree that she was threatened with deadly force.
Seems yes. like it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the reason she was threatened with deadly force is basically because she was fighting somebody who probably outweighed her by 2 times, right?
Sure.
Or at least had a muscle mass.
Yeah, even if he didn't outweigh her that much, he still probably had a larger, you know, upper body strength.
Sure. The muscle mass, the shoulder girdle is what separates men from women from a, you know, on the men's side.
Yeah, most female comps I've seen are not the bruiser type.
Right.
You know? And those women exist, but I don't see them.
They do exist, yeah. And obviously they exist, and they should be. I think that police, like firemen, remember, I'm a volunteer firefighter, they should be assigned their duties based on their, you know, skills. And sure. This lady doesn't have the skill of being able to wrestle a grown man to the ground. Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the end of it. I'm not trying to say that women shouldn't be cops or whatever, but there's all kinds of roles, and it would probably be more difficult to get promoted, I would agree, but there's all different roles for police. And this is an instance where, what if this cop had been 6'6 and 240, confronted by a guy who was unarmed, on drugs, and then he pulls his service weapon and he shoots him in the chest? Then we're talking about him on air as another person, unarmed person who's been shot by police. That's the other way to look at this story. So we basically are making judgments based on what we presume is the size of this woman. Mm-hmm. And we don't know her size, but let's presume she's probably, you know, has the muscle mass of somebody who's 120 pounds or less.
We're just going to presume she's an average woman.
Yeah. And you know, average women don't have a lot of muscle mass. If they're way more than 120 pounds, it usually isn't a lot of it's not a lot of muscle, mm-hmm. right? It's mostly fat, or they have
the police belt probably weighs a few extra pounds.
But no doubt about it, but that doesn't help you fight,
right?
So that's kind of what it comes down to here: is if you want more police shootings, you should put a crew of 90-pound women out on the street to enforce the law, right? Because then they would, you know, resort to deadly force far more often. So if you want less of, you know, less deadly force used, then perhaps you should have people who are big and strong enough to use force to bring somebody down.
Or maybe there's an argument that I see where you're coming from. I'm just going to put another argument out there. I'm not saying I believe this necessarily, but it's a possibility. Maybe the reason why we don't hear about lady cops killing people very often, in fact, I don't recall ever hearing about it, is because maybe they're less likely to do it.
Disposition is
yeah,
such
maybe
that
they're more likely. Maybe, you know, as women, they're more likely to be a little more caring than a testosterone-laden, angry male cop.
Yeah, I can't address that particular issue.
The mothering instinct, to some extent.
Yeah, respectful of life. I buy that.
Yeah.
I know.
Just throwing it out there.
If I pulled my service weapon as a police officer, it would likely be out of fear.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about killer cops or cops that actually de-escalate a situation, which I think are the true peace officers, the kind of officers that, if we're going to have cops, we need to have. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the violence of the police, or in this case, one cop who didn't choose maximum violence when she probably legally could have done so. And our caller earlier, Gordon, was saying that she's a hero for that. So kudos to her for, you know, holding back and not actually blasting somebody away when she absolutely, you know, had the legal justification to do so.
So whenever I think about somebody slamming somebody's face into the pavement, I think those people deserve to die. So I wish that the woman had.
You wish she had shot him.
Yes, I wish she had. I wish she had shot him in the face.
It's a deadly act to be slamming somebody's face repeatedly into the pavement. There's no doubt
about
it. But the thing is that throwing a punch, I'm sure we've all heard a story about somebody who punched somebody, they fell and, you know, broke their neck or whatever happened, and the person died.
Uh-huh.
Throwing a punch is a deadly act, too. Can happen.
Now, this isn't really related, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it in there anyway. One of the reasons I hate the state so much, Ian, is because criminals get off easy. A rapist... In today's America, goes to jail for a little while,
mm-hmm.
and he gets out, and he rapes again. And I think that it's more likely that rapists die when you have a system that is sold directly to the consumer.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I mean that
You're talking about like a private police, they're going to be more likely to kill a rapist?
Well, I was what I said at the end was really more of a deflection from the real solution that I enjoy thinking about in that situation is a family member going and taking vengeance on the person who committed the rape. And I think in America, we are conditioned to have the police do all of our...
To protect us. Let me defend that for a moment here. I mean, I'm generally not a defender of the police, but I'm just going to defend the idea. I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a moment. The idea is these are professionals, and mm-hmm. you don't want to have somebody who is not disconnected, somebody who is inherently biased in a situation like that, going and enforcing their view about something. I know so-and-so committed this rape, and then they go and they kill the wrong person. And now we know the police get the wrong guy a lot, and that's a bad thing, and they've locked innocent people up, and I'm not defending that. But in theory, the idea of having professionals is that they're going to be more careful, they're going to be more detached from a situation, they're going to be able to better look at the evidence and come up with the real criminal. And I think that in a society wherein we don't have a monopoly of police, which is what we have today. We've got the government monopoly police. Even though there are different departments, they generally don't compete. This one size fits all. You get the service you get. If you're not happy with it, sorry, you have to keep paying for it. That's crappy. But if you actually had competitive policing services, competitive investigations, if you actually had choices in the marketplace, you would have
competing professionals.
Right. You'd have more of the right bad guys getting caught, less likely that people would just be framed for an act in those cases. Because if it turned out in the marketplace that the market police actually caught the wrong person, they'd be fully liable for their mistake. If it turns out that, we got this guy, we think he's the rapist, we're going to, punish him for it in this judicial system that we don't yet have, then if it turns out that guy wasn't the rapist, then whoever it was that was responsible for going after him, apprehending him, and punishing him would be held criminally liable or legally, liable for that, and they'd have to pay out. Whereas right now, when the police make a mistake, it's just like, whoops, we'll just turn him loose from jail, and if he's lucky, he'll get some sort of money. A lot of times that doesn't even happen. Go ahead.
Johnny Ray, the criminal justice system was most assuredly created to protect the criminal. I mean, it most assuredly was. It was there to protect the criminal. And the reason is because, mobs are bad at deciding, A, what a good punishment is, and B, who's guilty.
It's more like to protect the accused rather than
accused,
the criminal.
You're right. Yeah. The accused is a better terminology to use. And so... For one, the history of black men that were accused of rape in the South is long and storied, right?
Sure.
Some gal wants to try something new, gets a little jungle fever or whatever, mm-hmm. and then, realizes there's going to be social consequences that are far beyond what she was interested in, and, the story changes, or she was legitimately raped. We don't know, because these things occurred before... We really got a chance. And
that happened. What you were alluding to.
It happened.
That has happened.
Right. It happened. And that.
And lynchings happened.
The difficulty when one approaches things with the hang 'em high mentality is that.
That I have.
Yeah. You're looking to hang people high, right? That's one of the difficulties here. And the hope is that a criminal justice system can be created that will do its very best to make the victim whole. And that means something.
It fails at that today.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah. A rape victim today, does the rapist spend any time, working to pay off whatever counseling the rape victim might need to get?
I doubt that happens very often.
No, they don't. Generally, that is not the case. There might be an emergency room visit that restitution pays for or something like that, but that's only in the most extreme of circumstances. Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's kind of what we propose here is that I get what you're saying, but I don't think any rapist in America thinks to themselves, well, I'm only going to do 5 or 10 years in prison over this, and it's worth it. There are consequences to those actions, and I imagine many of them either, the ones that are convinced by the time in prison don't do whatever it is that they were going to do, and, the system worked, or they just believe that they were going to get away with it in whatever way, shape, or form, because they got away with it before, and... They didn't this time. So it's not about...
Are there animals who can never control themselves and will never be able to?
There's a percentage of people who that is the case. And what I would ask you is that, is it worth it from a societal level to be able to ferret out, and this is what you have to decide for yourself, the ones that can control themselves and the ones that can't?
No. And I wouldn't trust the police as they're presently constituted to do it. I guess I would say after the counsel from you two guys that the state makes vigilantism look good to me.
I hear you.
Yeah, no doubt. I totally understand where you're coming from. Plus, somebody who's actually had a loved one attacked is even likely to feel more strongly in that direction. Like, especially if the police botched an investigation or the person's still out there who actually committed the act, it could really frustrate folks. And so I can understand the desire for blood. It just ultimately it doesn't lead to... real good things.
So I want to take a moment to sort of point out when Johnny Ray was looking for this worst act that he could think of, the first thing that came to his mind was rape. Now, this is an American in a country where people will attempt, you know, a lot of them sort of feminists, not necessarily women, but the feminists, the lefties, will try to convince you that rape culture is real. And I'm not saying that rape culture, that there isn't, you know, some aspect of rape culture that one can point to. But I would like to say that your average cisgendered white male just picked rape as the worst crime that he could think of. Likely he was thinking rape of a woman when he said it, and not rape of a man, although the...
That happens.
Yeah, well, it happens about half as, just as many, you know, just as many times as it does as a woman, usually in government prisons. And at least those are the numbers from some decades ago. I find that difficult to believe as a person who's in prison, frankly. But nonetheless, when you look at these situations, it's difficult for me to say that America is full of rape culture when your average person considers it to be the worst crime they can think of. He could have said, you know, aggravated assault. He could have said murder. He could have said arson. He could have said a variety of crimes that he did not say.
If you want to join us, you can expand this discussion, or you can bring up anything you want. Still to come here tonight, the stories from RT.com, and it's been in a few different sources, Reuters. AT&T has sold customer data to local law enforcement departments for a record-making $100,000 to $1 million. Now, that's a big range, but even if it's $10, they shouldn't be doing that kind of thing. The company is currently seeking an $85 billion acquisition for Time Warner, and we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Which, didn't Time Warner just get sold to another company? That's confusing to me.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll give you the details on that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I think their new name is Spectrum. So maybe RT just didn't get the memo on that part. But we'll find out about how the AT&T company has been violating your privacy. Of course, they probably told you they were going to in that long privacy document that you likely agreed to when you signed up for their services. Anyway, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's coming up.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.